And what do you call the time of day before the, or when the sun first appears?
In the mornings?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I call that daylight.
Do you ever call it anything else?
No, let's see.
Sunrise?
Morning, I don't know what you call it. You're going to get me so turned around. You've got that thing going there now.
Oh. Do you ever say sunrise or sun up or anything with sun in it?
Yes, we say sun up, sun down.
Okay. And if there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds go away, you might say that the weather is what?
Oh, calm, I reckon you would say.
Is it doing anything? Like, is it clearing up or fearing off? Or?
Mm-hmm, that's what I'd say. We've had that, haven't we, Louise?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's fairing up, I guess you'd say. Well, most of us would say, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
A hard rain that doesn't last, I'd call that shower. Or sprinkle.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
A mantle.
Okay. What about the iron things inside the fireplace that the logs rest on?
And irons.
Okay. And what about the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Light wood.
Do you have another name for pieces that are particularly rich?
Well, that's what we call light wood,
mm-hmm,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people call it lighted, you know.
Lighted, But it's really
lighted.
Heavy wood, isn't it?
Yes,
but I don't mind they call it lighted, but that's what people call it.
Okay, what do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it for hanging clothes?
Oh, clothesline, I would call.
Okay, suppose in your bedroom, a place where you
Oh, in the bedroom where they hang clothes? Oh, let's see. I have closets for my clothes. I don't know what's
uh-huh.
a closet.
That's what some people call it, different things. Do you have another name if it's a movable closet?
No, it isn't.
Uh-huh.
It's stationary.
Okay, if there were a movable one, would you have a different name for that?
Shipper robe, would that be what you call
it? I think so.
And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house that are just like that?
Oh, weatherboarding.
Okay. And what do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where chairs are put and people sit out there?
Oh.
Like?
Oh, yeah. Well, I call it a porch. But a long time ago, people used to call them verandas.
Verandas. Mm-hmm. I used to years ago.
Hmm. But people don't much anymore?
No.
Okay, what do you call a small porch if it doesn't have a roof?
Oh. My children have one of the porchios, no.
Oh, patio.
Patio, yes.
Okay, what do you call a small fenced area near a barn where the cows are kept before milking?
Well, I call that the barn fence or the lot. We used to.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Made of rock or stone, let's see. Call it a wall, wouldn't you? Wall?
I guess so. I don't know
what else you would call it.
Okay. It's whatever you call it.